Congratulations on January Moon. It's a fantastic song. I love the mixture that, the softness of it, the more hardcore ending towards it. How do you combine these two contrasting sounds to music and the lyrics? It all just fits so well together.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really glad that you enjoy the song. As for combining everything together, I just try to stick with all the things that I love and not put myself into any boxes genre-wise. And that's something that I really kind of advocate for, is not putting any limits on yourself and just creating the sound that you love. So that's what I'm trying to do. And yeah, that's why I think there's a lot of duality in my music and contrasting themes like that. So I just mix everything that I like together.
Awesome. There's definitely no set genre that I would put you in, because I think every genre would enjoy some aspect of your music. What did you enjoy hearing when you're growing up? What are your inspirations behind all these different mixtures?
So I have listened to pretty much everything throughout my life. I still do, primarily all kinds of metal, but I also really love oldies music, classical music, a lot of alternative artists, like 90s rap. So I really have a lot of influences from everything, but I mainly listen to like darker music. So I love for classical music, like Beethoven, Chopin, and then metal. I love so many things, but I really love like darker symphonic black metal and stuff like that.
The symphonic inspiration definitely clear and apparent. What makes you your music? What makes you want to make your music kind of steer away from the classic? What people believe metal to be, that the metal grunt, the very raw, rough instrumental area for metal. What makes you steer away from that?
Well, vocally, one of the reasons why there's not many harsh vocals in my music yet, it's just based off my ability of what I can do. So I have to work with what I can to the best of my ability. So as of right now, I am not very experienced with screaming, and I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And I would love to incorporate that more into my music, but it's just not a point that I'm at yet. So that's the main reason that everything is clean vocals so far, besides that one on January Moon. And then musically, yeah, just going back to, I don't want to stick to any one thing, and I just go with what feels right and natural to me. So I like to just combine everything that I like and not stick to any one thing or limit myself in that way. And it's kind of hard actually, because I feel like there's that thing in your head that's kind of like, well, I don't know if people are going to like this, and people might think that this is not metal enough and stuff like that. But I try to just kick those ideas out of my head and say, I'm not trying to be like, I'm not trying to prove myself in a way of trying to make my music be more metal or anything like that. So yeah, I just stick to what I like to hear and want to create for myself.
Awesome. Well, your vocals are beautiful. The lyrics are hauntingly amazing,
Oh,
I would
thank
have to say.
you so much.
At what point did you realize that you had this talent for vocals, in your vocal range?
Well, I've always loved singing, and yeah, I think I've always wanted to do something in the performing arts, and singing for me was just the be all end all in that way. I've tried dance, acting, a lot of different artistic outlets, and music, and especially singing, has always just been what I love the most. So I just stuck with it.
Thank you. a song like January Moon, what was the writing process like? Did you start off with the instrumentals? Were the lyrics first? How does that come about for you?
So with January Moon, I wrote that first chunk on my acoustic guitar. And yeah, it was just kind of like some simple chords, and the lyrics came to me pretty quickly. So I wrote that one, that first chunk in just like one sitting. And then I was like messing with it on my computer. I was making a demo, just like recording the acoustic guitar and my vocal. And I just had the urge to pick up my electric guitar and just put something down. And so that's where the heavy part came in. And I was like, well, it doesn't fit, but I like it. So yeah, it really grew from there. And then I really just wanted a way to close it out. So that's where that spoken part came from with the classical guitar. But yeah, going back to kind of those boundaries you want to try and get out of your head. For a while, I was kind of like, I'm not sure how I feel about this song. Like, it might be a little too weird, or it might not work. But I eventually was like, well, I think it all sounds kind of cool together, so I'm just gonna roll with it and hope people like it. And luckily, from what I've heard so far, people do. So that's awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah, I definitely feel like you have a very distinct sound to you. The vocals are beautiful. The lyrics are stunning. How do you feel when you hear this from people? The fact that they're responding to something you created in such a positive way.
It's amazing. It's a dream come true for me, really. So yeah, it's just to be able to, from like a listener's perspective for me, being in the other person's shoes, to hear that people love my music, and just resonate with it. It's so meaningful to me, and it's like the best compliment I could ever receive. So, yeah.
So for people out there who would like to be where you're at now, where they're singing, where they're creating their music, but feel much like you did, that maybe it's a little too weird, what kind of advice would you give them to get out of their heads?
I think I'm a very intuitive person, and I try to just go with my gut above all else. So I think that would be the best piece of advice that I could give to others is don't, yeah, get out of your head. Don't listen to outside forces and stick with what you love and know. And yeah, your gut feeling. If it sounds right to you, if you love it intuitively, stick with it and don't let anyone else or anything else take that away from you.
Awesome. That being said, it's very important for you to have that self appreciation, that self value for you. But who are your other supporters? What kind of support group do you have to that encourages you to keep on going?
Well, my number one would absolutely be my parents. They have supported me in my musical career my whole life and have always been super supportive and encouraging. So they are definitely people that have really helped me along the way. And one of the reasons that I still keep doing it to this day. Yeah, my whole life, they've really just pushed me to always follow my dreams. And I have a lot of great friends that are also very encouraging. So, yeah, and especially my bandmates and the other projects I'm in. I'm very lucky to have a lot of people that are very supportive in my life, and they are one of the reasons why I love doing what I do.
With hopefully with things getting back to a sense of normal, what's coming up for you? Is there anywhere we can see you live? Is there another EP coming out anytime soon?
So for live shows, I don't have anything booked yet. With the other project I'm in, we may have some dates coming up the end of the year or possibly at the very beginning. Everything's still up in the air, but that will probably be, we're trying to book stuff now. So hopefully we will have shows definitely 2022. And then as far as new music, I have some covers coming out very soon, another single, and I am working on an album. I just am not sure when that would come out. Hopefully next year.
Awesome. Has this this time in quarantine helped you kind of explore what you like and create more, or has it hindered you from, you know, being out there and expressing yourself with a crowd around you?
I think both. I've definitely learned some lessons with all my being at home time, especially like social media and just being better at I am someone who I don't really like to post on social media, and I lack that kind of communication skill. So I've really gotten better and learned a lot about stuff like that, growing on social media. Just overall, I've also put a lot of time into learning more about music, improving my vocals. I've had a lot more time to practice guitar, so that's really great. As far as hindrances, I think the main thing is during quarantine, I wasn't able to see my producer. So everything that I did for January Moon, or at least most of it up until the end, we were working individually. So we weren't like seeing each other in person. So I was like recording stuff from home and sending it over and vice versa. So that was a new process for me. At the beginning, it was a bit more difficult just because I wasn't used to it, but everything worked out well in the end. So.
Awesome. And where can people follow you on social media so they can keep up with your journey through this?
So my Instagram is Mordian_official. And then my Facebook is also just Mordian Official. And Twitter is also Mordian Official.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time. You have a fantastic voice, and I just want to keep on hearing more from you.
Oh, thank you so much for your time also. And thank you for having me on.